and eat it up. That's how the song goes. It's good, eh?
That's hot.
Doja.
Doja Cat.
I'm going to sing it to my man. I always say, like, tell him, like, you know, call me a slut, but I'm like, eat this up. I'm going to point to my pussy and come here and eat it.
Munch, munch.
Munch, munch, baby.
Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another brand new episode of
Live, Laugh, Book.
Woo-hoo.
We're back.
We're back. We're back, back, back again, bitches. Episode 21. We made it to 21. 21.
Oh my god, I almost spat out my teeth. I said that to Chad the other day. 21.
You just exposed.
It's okay.
I love it. Okay, so here we are. Brand new episode. We had you vote on three topics, and we have a winner. So we're going to talk about icks and bad dates. This is going to be a goody, goody, goody.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk, each of us are going to talk about our worst date that we've had. We've only had a few, so not much to pick from. And then we're going to go over our top five icks. Mm-hmm. And then we also have stories from you guys, from actually just one story, because no one likes us, apparently. I guess we're not cool.
We don't have a lot of followers on our Instagram page, but we also don't promote our page a lot, so it's all right. But
it's all good.
It's all good.
We're going to share it, though.
Thanks to the person who shared it. We love you. You are the shit.
You know, and the rest of you, I'm just kidding. We love you, too. Okay. So I'm going to start with my first, with my worst date.
What if I want to go first?
Ladies first. I'm the lady.
I always call you her by accident, like she by accident.
I don't care. I don't care what my pronouns are. She could call me she, him, her, they, it, alien. I don't give a fuck. Literally, okay, don't give a
go
fuck.
Go she.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is my first date after my breakup, like my first official date. Cause I've had like hookups after, but like not like a date. Yeah. So I've been talking to this guy for a while, and then I was like, hey, finally we will go on a date. So I remember being so nervous before. Like, I remember calling you a lot of times, and like my other friend too, being like, oh my God, give me tips. Like, I've never been on a date like after my breakup. Like, I don't know how to act. Like, what am I doing? And I remember you like calming me down, like, just fucking go, just fucking lunch, just whatever, right? So I went, and then on my Uber there, he texted me and was like, oh, like, do you mind if, like, my friend joins us? And then I'm like, who the fuck invites a friend, like, on a first date? But I was like, well, whatever, it's fine.
You're cool. You're
yeah.
Nice.
And yeah. I was just like, whatever, it's fine. Like, what am I going to do? I'm in mid-Uber. I'm not going to turn around, right?
Yeah.
So then, first of all, went to the date and his friend was there. The guy didn't look exactly like his pictures. Like, you know, like, he obviously gained a little bit of weight, which is whatever. Because in his Instagram pictures, he was shredded, okay?
Yeah,
and I was just like, okay. And he talked about that too briefly. I'm like, okay, whatever. That was easy to let go. I was like, okay, you don't really look like a picture as well. Whatever, that's fine. And then his friend was there who I talked to more than him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so we all sat down. And I think I was a little bit shy at first, so I went directly to the friend. And I was like, yeah, oh, how are you? And got to know him a bit more. But he was asking me questions. Like, the guy that I want to date with didn't really ask me much. But it was so hard when you're like in a...
Yeah.
With someone else, right? So we're talking and talking, and then he went to the washroom. This is, oh my God, this is so
cringy. My God, I remember this.
Okay, so he went to go use the washroom, and he came back within like 0.4 seconds, like so quick. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, that was so fast. Like, that was a quick washroom trip. And he's like, oh, I just had to pee. And I'm like, and then I'm like, I always ask this question, or I always say this to my friends after, just to bug them. Like,
yeah,
did you wash your hands? And he flat out said no. And I thought he was joking. And he's like, no. I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, no. He's like, whatever. It's just like my dick. He said something like,
so fucking gross.
He's like, my dick is clean or something like that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if your dick is clean. You didn't wash your hands. And
yeah,
then his friend said the same thing too. He's like, oh, I don't really wash my hands when I have to go pee too.
Wow.
I'm like, you guys are so disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so gross. You're
it's
just
dirty.
Like a public washroom. You're all washing your fucking hands.
Public too. Not
yeah,
even like you're at home.
It was
like
weird, a
gross
brewery too, out of all
oh
places.
And then you fucked
okay
him.
Yeah. You went straight to the conclusion. My ass is still with him for 3 months. Oh my God.
Disgusting. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, so then the day continued, and then more of their friends came, right? At this time, like, tipsy and stuff. I've had a few beers and shit. So at this point, I didn't really care, because I was like, I like looked at him, I'm like, there's no future with this guy. there's probably not gonna be a second date. It just whatever. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, let me just have a good time, like with, because I haven't been out in so long, and I'm like, I want to meet new people and stuff, and the setting was so cool. So I'm just like, whatever. So more people came, like his friends, like that friend that we're with, his girlfriend came, who was so dope. So we're all by the fire, and this time, like, we're not speaking at all, like me and my date, like we barely mm-hmm. like we're speaking. Actually, I was talking to the girl so board weird. And the boyfriend, you know, mm-hmm. and he did a few sweet things. Like, it was really cold, so was, and he asked me, he's like, oh, do you want like a blanket and stuff? I'm like, no, it's okay, I'm okay. And then we went to another spot, like we went to another bar. Mm-hmm. And he was the driver, like he was like the DD. So we all hopped in his car. Or no, him and I just drove alone mm-hmm. to the bar. So now we're officially alone. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit tipsy, right? So I get a little touchy-feely. Not gonna lie. Even after he washes his hands.
I'm the same way, don't worry.
I was like, it's okay, whatever. And I was like, oh, it's so nice to like meet you. Like, you know, yeah. like we've been, because we're talking for quite a bit, like on and off.
Like how long?
I would say a good like 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and like that's the first on and off. Yeah, and that's the first time. Yeah. 4 or 5 months. Yeah. And
I like that.
And he was actually, not gonna lie, in the car, he did woo me a bit. Like, he was, like, you know, talking really nicely, like, had some swag to him. You know, like, he just, like, was pulling. I'm like, okay, like, you're actually pretty cool. And, like, we had, like, and I felt, like, a little bit of a tiny little spark. But then the washroom thing kept coming in my head. I'm like, oh, but you didn't wash your hands, you know? It's so fucking gross.
Oh, I love you.
So we went to the bar, had a few drinks there with their friends. And before that, we're walking to the bar and I saw like his fun side. So like I saw his fun personality too. So we're just vibing and stuff. He also took pictures of us. Like, why are you taking pictures on the first day? That's so weird. But anyways, so yeah, after like the like bar. Yeah. I was like, why are we taking pictures? Right? Yeah. But I was smiling at him. I was like, yeah, take a picture. It's fine. I'm so impulsive. Because like
you're
that.
So photogenic too. You're like, okay, I'm hot. Right? I'll take a picture.
I'm like, So yeah, I went to the bar afterwards with their friends, and then I took him to my place and sucked his dick. Yeah, I literally was like, oh,
the one that was not clean.
Yeah. Tasted good though. I don't even know.
That was just clean.
No, it was. Clean, yeah. Like we went at this point I'm like hammered now, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I was drunk. So came back to my place, and then I was like, oh, you're not gonna come inside? And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, you want me to? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Because I'm like, I do want to hook up. Mm-hmm. Like, all that work for nothing? Hell no. Let's go back to my right? place.
All the acting for nothing?
Yeah. And then we came back to my place. Yeah. And then, like, I just took him on the couch and just fucking straddled him. And I'm like, yeah, we're hooking up. And then the hookup was, he was really aggressive at first. Remember? Wow, like, he told this crazy shit, like, choking and, like, looking at me so intensely and aggressively. And I was like, oh, okay, this is new. But I didn't really like it. And I didn't like it. It didn't really turn me on.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it was, like, that, like, it wasn't, like, a terrible day, but, like, out of the ones I've had like just normal dates, you know, mm-hmm. just going to have a couple drinks, talking about like life and future stuff, you know, the mm-hmm. typical shit. Yeah. But this was just different. But I didn't like it as a first date. Like mm-hmm. people shouldn't have dates with friends, I don't think, in the beginning.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Like I think you should just have like that one-to-one time to get to know each other. Don't be so aggressive in the beginning too. Unless you like that shit, whatever. That's fine. But yeah, and honestly, like that one date ended up being for 3 months. So, like, I don't know what the fuck I was going through it. I did like him a little bit, but then at the same time, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Yeah. It was just, it was an experience, a learning experience, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah. That was
I cannot with the man who doesn't wash his hands after he goes to a public washroom. Like, are
imagine
you
if you
me?
Touch my face.
Yeah,
after.
Exactly.
You don't
and you
like,
touched his hand. What if you were holding hands? Yeah. Like, no, I'm a touchy person, so I'm gonna touch you. But I always make sure my hands are clean before I touch your face, your dick, whatever it is. My hands will be clean. Same goes for you. Your hands better be clean when you like, touch me and my pussy.
Malich.
Yeah, malich.
Malich means dirty. Fucking yeah. malich.
Malich. Oh wow.
So that was my like bad date.
Yeah. Okay.
Out of like literally none. So. Yeah.
So, but overall, it was, like, still fun, but then it was, like, that part.
Yeah, it was still fun, yeah. And then, like, this the thing was, like, the second time we met, mm-hmm. I considered that as our first date, because we went for a walk. Mm-hmm. So, we, like, it was actually really cute, to be honest. Like, he made up for, like, the first date. Like, we, yeah. I remember, like, he picked me up. We went to a walk by, like, the Bow River in Calgary, like, mm-hmm. that really nice river. So, and, like, we're all, like, really bundled up and warm. He brought, like, wine, too. So, mm-hmm. like, in, like, little mugs. Like, he brought mm-hmm. it from home and or wherever. Mm-hmm. And so that was cute. Like, to know him and stuff like yeah. that. Adorable. And then after that, it was just, like, fun dates here and there. But yeah. in terms of first dates?
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay, so I have one for you. We call this man the milkman. And no, I did not milk him. Ew.
Did he milk you?
No. But anyways, okay, so my first date, my worst first date was definitely with this dude out in Calgary. Okay, like, I don't know where he was fucking from. Like, firstly, he didn't know how to use an Uber. Like, he's like, didn't have Uber, didn't know how to use it properly, didn't know how it worked. I had to explain everything to him. Like, even in the Uber, I'm like, you're just a shut up. First of all, he's never been to Earl's.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, do you know what Earl's is? And he's like, I think so. He's like, I've never been. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, we'll go. So whatever. So we're in the Uber, we're going, like, I made him wait for so long too, by the way. I was getting ready.
Oh, Shayna. You're the most timely person ever, right?
So bad. My time management skills. Oh my God. Don't worry. I told my man, I was like, oh, you're going to have to, like, tell me, like, the reservation's at 6, but it's actually at 6:30. Yeah. Cause that's what my
I told Shayna for a wedding. You have to, like,
yeah.
your wedding time used to be like 5 o'clock.
Yeah. You're not going to show up till. I take so long. It's cause I'm like ADHD. So I'm like doing other things on my phone, taking videos, like, you know, walking
it's
around.
It's the funniest,
like,
shit ever. I always extend your time by 2 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, I'll be ready by 5-7 o'clock.
Yeah.
7. But that's why I love you. I'm like, this is difficult.
So anyways, he waited, whatever, he can wait. Anyways, so yeah, went to Earl's, did not use the Uber, went there, and then, like, he had so many modifications. Like, what did he modify? He modified the meal. Like,
that's annoying.
Like, he was eating, like, steak and fries instead of, like, mashed potatoes and bread. He's like, why do you have fries? And then he wanted, like, some seasoning, I think, on the fries. And then he wanted to get, like, okay, whatever, he wanted to get a sauce inside. That's fine. But there's something else he modified. Oh, I think it was his drink. I can't remember. He got an alcoholic drink because I did too. And then I made him get one because he doesn't really drink. So I was like, you're a loser. Drink with me, right? At that time, now I'm like, I don't drink, yeah. right? So whatever. So he did that. And then, like, when we're waiting for the food, like, he was fucking showing me all these he's obsessed with cars. So he's like, showing me, like, videos of cars and this, that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, okay? And I'm like trying to, like, touch him and be like all close, yeah. be all cute, you know, like, oh, like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever, right? And, like, the restaurant's pretty quiet, so I was like, oh, maybe I can crop a feel on his dick, right?
Yeah.
I didn't, but anyways, yeah. So then the meal, like, this is the worst part of the day. Then the meal comes, he eats his meal, like, whatever, like, I think he ate normally. I don't remember. I think I was avoiding looking at him. Like, he's cute, he's good looking, but whatever. Anyways, and then after the meal, he's like, I feel like having some milk. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I feel like having milk. And I'm like, you're not ordering milk? And I stressed. I was like, you're not ordering milk. No.
Shit.
You know me. I'm like, no, you're not ordering milk. Like, no.
No dud.
No dud for you. What are you, 12? Like, what the fuck? And I said no, and then he just, like, started laughing because I was like, oh, he knew I was dead serious. He started laughing. He's like, oh shit, she's serious. No milk for me. Oh damn, mommy, give me some milk. Go call your mom.
Maybe he wanted his calcium in.
Clearly, do you remember the snaps he used to send me? He'd be like, have fruit gushers. So much pop in the car. There was, like, Texas toast, like frozen food in his car. Do you remember?
It was a Texas toast for me.
Texas toast, dying. Fruit gushers, like, so much pop. And I was, like, laughing. I was like, what the fuck is in your car? And he just kept laughing. He's like, hi. He's like, is that bad? I'm like, oh, yeah, your car is all bad food. He's from, like, Nova Scotia or something like that. And he's one of those weird Easterners. Oh, my God. No, I love Easterners. Like, I have friends are from there, but, like, he was just really weird. Like, some of them are really, like, hardcore. Like, he was hardcore. One of those people, like, oh, I can't hang out with you if you're not going to get the vax. Like, if you're going to get the vax, you're going to shed and stuff like that. I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to shed? There's, like, this weird thing.
Oh,
they were saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's conspiracy theorists. Like, people call me a conspiracy theorist, but then there's conspiracy theorists. Like, you know? Like, he's like, oh, you're going to shed. I'm like, what do you mean I'm going to shed? Like, okay,
you're
going to
go bald?
I don't know. I didn't understand. Like, I read a little bit about it, but anyways, I basically said, I was like, that's fine. Okay, you don't have to hang out with me. I literally said, that's fine. I don't want to hang out with someone who's going to be like, oh, you're going to shed this, that. He's like, okay, no, it's okay. I think I'll be fine hanging out with you. I was like, fuck you. And
oh, then we didn't hang out again. Oh, my God.
So after the date, we went back to my place. I think you were down the road, your sisters. So we went back to my place and we were watching The Joker in bed. Long ass movie. And yeah. I was just like, I'm going to bed.
That's such a depressive movie.
Yeah.
That was dark.
He liked
like
it.
Batman or like the Joker?
The Joker Batman movie or whatever.
Oh, the Joker Batman.
Yeah, the story about him.
Oh, the story about him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the, yeah, yeah, so that one's that's fucking deep.
And it's long, so yeah. Whatever. And it was late and I was tired. I work in the morning. Like, you got to go. Anyways, but obviously, like, I would have, if I wanted to hook up, I would have hooked up. But anyway, so we were just watching that in bed. And then I just pretended like I was tired and started to fall asleep, pretending like I was falling asleep. And then. And then, yeah, and then he had to fly out the next day for work because he worked up at Formac. Yeah. So he's just like, oh, like, yeah. He's like, I guess I should go and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to go home and drink your milk. Yeah. I don't have milk here. We don't drink milk.
I was going to say, did you get a milk to go?
No, fuck that. Go get your mom to give it to you. But yeah, that's definitely my worst date.
The milk van.
Yeah, the milk van. Oh.
Yeah. I hate milk.
Yeah,
so
I hate milk. Milk is fucking gross.
Oof, hate it.
Nasty.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now we'll move on to our top five icks. So, since do you want to go first? Since I kindly asked, you're like, no, you go.
You go.
Okay, my first ick is when they don't take care of their hygiene, like brush your teeth, fucking wash your ass, like wear a fresh pair of underwear, like wash take a shower. Like, yeah, like I have a very, I've noticed with myself, like I have a very, very, very sensitive nose. Like I have a nose of like a fucking dog. I swear I can smell things so quick, you know? Yeah. And like it fucking like just irks me so bad if it's something like something so off.
Yeah.
Like there'll be things that I smell where other people can't smell. Like all the time. My sister's always like, I don't smell it. I'm like, I fucking smell something so gross.
You smell like my mom and grandma.
Foul. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, ooh. So yeah, I can't stand that. I can't stand like bad breath. Same. I can't stand like bad BO. I can't stand like just be clean, you know? Be safa. Like be fucking clean.
Definitely.
That's my number one ick.
Yeah.
Number two is when they want to split the bill. Like I get it. Some people are comfortable doing that, but I don't know why that's an ick for me. Like I don't expect my person to ever cover the bill all the time. Yeah. You know, like I, if anything, like I'll take it. But it gives me the ick when they say to the server, like, oh no, we'll split the bill. Like, like, oh my God, no, don't ask that question. You know, like I'll take it, you know?
Yeah, I love
it. I don't know. Like this is when it comes to like dates or partners and stuff. Friends and stuff is different, right?
Yeah.
But that's an ick for me. Like, don't fucking ask to split the bill. Like, I'll take it or whatever. But I can't take it all the time. Fuck that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You know? Number three is when they don't want to make out during bed. When I'm not being kissed, like while having sex, it's a big ick for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ew, like what's the point of this? Like
you're
just
seriously.
Gonna like penetrate me and not
I know.
Kiss me or lick me or touch me.
Yeah.
Just gonna stare into my soul. Like no.
Oh my
Bye.
God.
That's not for me.
I was gonna say it because I had one fuck buddy that I fucked like three or four times, but because I kept calling him a fuck buddy and he wanted more, he wouldn't kiss me.
Oh.
But the sex was so good. But like, and I still got turned on and everything, but I was just so mad that he wouldn't kiss me. And, but it was my fault. I didn't ask until after. I asked like a little bit late and I was already back here in BC. So I was like, oh, it's too late
now.
Oh,
this one.
Yeah,
I remember.
This one. And then I was just like, because the sex was so good.
Yeah.
Like, but I was like, why don't And then he's
surprised
like,
you with his big schlong, eh?
Oh my God, his big schlong, right? These skinny boys all have big dicks.
Skinny white boys?
Yeah.
I swear.
And he was so sweet. Like, he's the first guy I cooked for.
Yeah, yeah.
He was super sweet. He deserved it.
He was so sweet.
Not now. Fuck him and his girlfriend and her girlfriend's friend. Come creep my page again. I'll fucking kill you. Those bitches, bad.
That was
Anyways,
fucked.
Yeah, that was fucked. Anyways, yeah, no, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Have to make out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Number four is when people constantly complain or judge. It's such a fucking ick for me. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, do you have better things to say, you know?
Right?
Like, or especially when it comes to like in my person or like my boyfriend or whatever, like I get it's normal to complain, right?
Totally.
But if it's constant or if it's constant judging or if it's over the same thing, it's so such a turn off to me. Like
same.
You can be the most hottest person, but if you're constantly complaining, I'm like, you're so fucking ugly. Like shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And we're both very positive people. So we want to be around that same thing. So if you want someone who's negative, like why would you won't even be attracted to them, you know?
Or like, and it's like, and if you are negative or if things to complain because we're human, shit happens. Like for me, it's just a constant thing. If it's one here and there, that doesn't bother me at all. It's so normal, you know? You should be able to share those things. But if it's like things about like people's like looks or quick judgments or whatever, mm-hmm, or like mm-hmm. assumptions, like that stuff pisses me off. Yeah. Cause I'm like, I hate it when people assume, you know?
Yeah.
Or
definitely.
Make people's fun of like when they make people, fun of people's looks or whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, such a fucking ick.
Yeah.
Or when they play the victim. Like, that's so gross. Yeah. Shut definitely. The fuck up. STFU.
STFU. I love it. I
and that. My last ick is bad fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't dress.
Yeah, I need my mans to know how to dress. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like you just have to like have a swag to you, like have you. Your own authentic style. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I know I dress good.
Yeah,
and like I know what looks good on me, and like mm-hmm. I need my man to like do the same thing. Like have same. Your have a good wardrobe. Like have nice shoes. Mm-hmm. Like have outfits that like go together.
Yeah,
match. I also love a man that like knows how to dress like athletic wear, like you.
Yeah.
I always told you that. Like, I want, oh, like, yeah. a man version of you. Like, yeah. you know, like, the way it's so hot when yeah. guys are, like, in hats and, like, a tracksuit yeah. or, like, you know, like, yeah. in joggers.
So I dress like a boy. Cool. Yeah. I know, I do.
You're
like
hot
it.
Boy, yeah.
I know. Guys actually tell me a lot of the time, like, you dress yeah. really nice.
Because you
like,
have your own authentic style.
Yeah, I have
I like
style.
When guys have their own style, you yeah. know?
I hate
and
shit as
I just can't be seen with you if you're looking. And I will, like, and I will say something, like, are you sure you want to wear that? Maybe you should wear this or something. Yeah. I feel like my ex a lot. And then, but at the same time, that helped with his fashion though. And he's yeah. like, oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's my other ick. Like, have good fashion.
Yeah, I agreed, honestly. Damn, ours are pretty similar actually. Some of them. But for me, my ick's number one, bad breath. Like, I remember I was with this dude. I'm not going to say like anything too detailed because people will know. But I was with this dude. I called it off before he was going to ask me out. Like, a friend told me, oh, he's going to ask you out, like, to be his girlfriend. I was like, no. Like, we didn't even kiss. Like, this, I refused to kiss him because the breath
like,
was so
bad.
He's such
was
a nice,
it?
Like, it, I think it's because he had braces. Like, food gets stuck in his teeth. So I was like, no. So I literally broke it off before he was able to ask me out. Because I was like, nope. But yeah, bad breath, that's such a turn off. Like, yeah. anyone, like, no, your breath should smell good. Like, brush your teeth, floss your teeth, mm-hmm. Make sure you fucking chew gum, whatever you need to do. Like, mm-hmm. so gross, you know? Anyways, number two, bad BO for sure. Like, I can't.
Shayna can't with bad BO.
I can't.
Yeah,
because Kevin knows I always ask him, like, do I smell yeah, anything? I get paranoid about my smell, but I smell good all the
like,
time.
No, you're
so, I like, it smell good, right? I just get paranoid.
Time.
You know why I get so paranoid? Because I smell. I smell other people and I'm like, oh my God, they smell that bad. Like, do I smell that? But like, oh my God, what if that's so gross? Like, you know, like, how do they not know they smell bad? Do I not know I don't smell bad? I get paranoid.
That's the thing. Like, people don't realize they
don't
smell bad. But
my gym,
anytime I have BO myself, mm-hmm. like, I can smell it instantly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I can smell a little
waft,
you know?
Same,
I'm
I smelled
like,
it before at the gym,
you know?
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But other people, I'm like, how do you not know that
how do you not know you smell?
Smells, yeah. Like, your armpit smells. Like,
right?
You literally waft of, like, sometimes you can faint. Yeah.
Like, at the gym when I walk by guys like like ew, I'm gonna go put deodorant in all those lockers at the gym, fucking gross. But yeah, bad BO is number two for sure. Like, that's just such a turn off because for me, cologne turns me the fuck on. If you're wearing cologne, I'll get turned. I fucking wear men's I yanked out my headphone, it just like boom came out. I literally wear like, I don't wear it now, but I was wearing like men's cologne for a bit. Like, I had a phase when I moved back home, I was pretty fucking lonely. Remember, I was trying to hit up my ex. I'm like, can we fuck?
Oh, you would wear men's cologne?
I wore my brother's cologne sometimes. I was like, oh, it's like smells like
oh
a man.
Oh my gosh, Shayna. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wear my
fuck,
brother's
you're
cologne.
Going through it.
I was going through it, yeah. I was trying to hit up my ex. Like, what's wrong with you, girl?
Shit.
Right? Yeah. So I wear his cologne because it smelled like a man and it smelled nice. I love men's cologne, but
I love
it turns me on when
some perfumes I like too. You know the perfume you wear, that
Versace one?
One? Oh
yeah.
Oh my God. That smells so fucking
I'm going to make
good.
Sure I wear that. Yeah. You already fuck. Oh my God. Yeah. Cologne for sure. Make sure you wear cologne, guys. And make sure you use deodorant. Bad BO. Ew. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I think I'm getting sick. My brother's sick, so I'm getting sick. Anyways, number three. Okay, I don't care that people do this. Like, do you make? I'm all for like doing different things to make money. But for me, it turns me off for a guy. I don't want my guy to be doing this shit. Guys making videos and TikTok of them dancing, like it just turns me off. Like, I can't. Like, because I don't do it. And I don't like social media that much either. I do it for business. Like, you know, I don't want to be on see like my man making videos on TikTok every day of him dancing and shit. Like, that's cool. You're making money that way, but like, go make money another way. You know, like, fuck off.
It's so funny whenever Shayna's scrolling through TikTok or they come like ill.
I'll go not interested to anyone dancing. Anyone. Yeah, you like it.
Yeah,
right? I don't want to see you dancing.
I love being entertained.
I want to see like cool things about cooking and like fun things, you know, like, you know. Anyways, yeah, no, I can't. So yeah, that's number three. Number four, if a man can't do basic handyman shit or like basic clean shit.
Oh, this is yours. Yeah.
Like one time, like Kevin was there. I had someone over who was like staying with me for like a week and he didn't know how to put on the Swiffer, like, you know, the Swiffer things that you like clean the floor, mop or sweep. I think it was the duster kind. So I just wanted him to put on the duster.
Like the Swiffer pad on the Swiffer stick,
The Swiffer stick. So like there's like four little holes and he didn't know how to put it on. And I got so annoyed. Kevin was laughing so. I was like, how do you know how to do this? Like, did your mom not teach you? Like, I got pissed. I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you 12? Are you a barbarian?
But how do you not know? Told me that. I was like, no, that's not factual.
Right?
He's
you were there, remember?
Like, how do I do this? Right? With the sticks? Like, how do I do this? Jada was like, I was in the living room. Jada's like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean?
You stick the fucking things in the four holes that are there. And then she's like, so yeah, you said something like, didn't your mom, like
did your mom not teach you to do this?
Or you said something like, oh, you told me that you clean a lot or something.
He told me he always helps his mom clean. So I was like, why do you do it then? Like, how do you not know? And they must use one of those like older moms. She's like, okay, let's do it. Got so annoyed.
Like, Shayna's bitch Adi's like cooking such a big meal for him in the kitchen.
I'm like cooking. And then I had a dresser that came that same trip. And you were there?
Yes.
And then the other man was there. And then this man was there. Then I had to get the friend to do it because the dresser came.
Who's gay? Not that gay people get handy mention, but it makes it more funnier,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's funnier. My gay best friend had to put it together. So basically, I got this little dresser thing to put in my bathroom. Where it's like, it comes with a little, what's it called? A little key thing.
Allen key.
An Allen
key.
Wow,
I can't believe I knew that.
Yeah, Allen I know. Key. Good job. Your purple robe. Kevin's wearing a purple
robe. My ass purple robe. Velvet. So
my
soft.
Velvet purple robe right now. It's so
funny. The sleeves are so short. It is.
I'm gonna take a picture for you guys and put it on our page.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm dead. It's a purple velvet robe, you guys. It's hilarious. I'm gonna post it on our Instagram and Twitter. Anyway, so yeah, he's just like, oh, I can't put it together. There's no tools here, anything like that. You motherfucking bitch. There was an Allen key the whole time. So after he left and went back home, my friend, the gay friend, put it together. And he's like, Shayna, everything was right here. All it was an Allen key and like four screws. I was like, oh my God, what a fucking lazy loser. I was like, I can't deal. And that's when I was like, it's over. I was like, we're done. That was the last trip. I was like, we're done. I was like, I can't. There's too many things. I was just like, I can't. I'm over it. Anyway, so yeah, you got to be able to do some basic handyman shit, you know? Thank God I have a man that can do everything. Like, fuck. Everything. I'm so blessed. Number five. Same as yours, can't dress nice. If you don't have nice shoes, nice outfit, anything matching, because I fucking dress well, then bye. Yeah. Like, you know, and or otherwise I'm taking you to the mall. Like, my ex, actually, he didn't dress bad or anything, but I dressed him up more. I took him shopping. I bought him nice shit and all that. So yeah, you better be able to dress nice, because I'm not your mommy. I'm not going to go buy you no shit no more. Okay. That was old Shayna. New Shayna's like, figure it out yourself.
Figure it out. Have some swag.
Yeah, it's a turn around and
it doesn't
well.
Have to be expensive stuff.
Not
like,
at all.
You can literally dress yourself up at like H&M Forever 21.
Literally.
Like, so I buy all my clothes from there.
Wear some gray sweatpants. It's, you know, it's sweatpants season. Let us see those dick prints.
Yeah. Bronk.
Bronk. But yeah, those are bad icks and bad dates.
Okay, so now we have our one submission that we will share with you guys.
The one submission. Thank you. We love you.
The one submission.
Okay, so she had an ick and then a date. So for the date, this may sound rude as fuck, but I went on a coffee date once and he ordered his own coffee and didn't ask if I wanted anything. So I got my own. I don't know. I just feel like on first dates, at least ask if I want something or cover my drink. 100% agreed.
That's so rude.
That is rude.
How like, do you not ask your somewhat?
Imagine
your
a date, a dinner. Like, coffee's like $5. Like, why would you not ask?
And at Timmy's, it's like $1.
Right?
$2.
And this is a female who sent this in. So this is a guy who did not ask. You are not a gentleman. Mama didn't teach you.
Your mama didn't teach you right.
Right?
At least ask, you know?
Ask.
Like, you didn't even fucking ask. That's so rude.
I think that's rude.
And this girl that sent this is the most amazing girl ever.
Yeah, she's so fucking
and
sweet.
That's and you're lost. Hot. Yeah, that's your loss. Because you fucking deserve a better girl. Who the fuck doesn't ask?
Who doesn't
that
ask? Like, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, okay. Like, I wouldn't be pissed. I'd just be like turned off. I'd be like, okay.
I'd be turned
like,
off.
You're
and I'm like, you're not.
You don't have any manners. Yeah. You know?
I'm like, you're not coming home with me.
Yeah, fuck that. You don't get this pussy tonight.
Not tonight, but maybe tomorrow. Just kidding. Okay, this is an ick on my first date. So an ick my first date with with this other guy, let him on Hinge 30 minutes and he tried to hold my hand. Oh, so I guess he met, sorry, the way that was typed, it was, yeah. So she met this guy on Hinge and 30 minutes into the date, he tried to hold her hand. I feel like holding hands is so intimate and personal. Automatic ick because I barely knew the guy. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends like how it goes, like the date.
Yeah.
So it depends. Like, you know, if it's going really well and all that and he tries to hold my hand or, because like, I don't think I'd try, but if they tried to do it, like if the good date's going well, then yeah. But she said it was the first 30 minutes, so maybe it was like, you know, too soon.
Too soon,
right?
Yeah.
And I could see that happening being too soon. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm holding my hand. Okay.
I don't know. I think I would like, I love touch a lot. Me too. So as soon as like someone touches me, if there's a connection there, like mm-hmm. if, let's say it would be an ick for me if there was like nothing there mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, like why are you holding my hand or touching me? Like I would, you know, but if I like, if I'm feeling it right away, I would be like, yeah, touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like I think I would feel like kind of good.
Yeah.
Because I love it when people like touch my thighs or rub my shoulders and stuff.
I think our love language is touch. So that's why we like it. Yeah.
But I can see why that can be an ick for you. Like personal space.
Personal space, right? Yeah.
Boundaries.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Oh my gosh. There it is. Our one submission.
Our one submission.
I love that though. I love that for us. Alrighty. So. That is enough for this episode. We will be back next week, of course.
Yeah.
And, oh, I was going to say something, but I forgot. I'm not going to say it. No, I forgot. Anyways, okay. Thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. Love all the love and support. Remember to give us a rating, leave us comments, share mm-hmm. this on your Instagram. And it's the holidays. Make sure to take care of yourselves. Make sure to be extra, extra kind to people that mm-hmm. are out there because everyone's going through it. It's the holidays. It's just, you know, prove it facts. So just be patient with people because, just be kind, you know?
Yeah.
And don't be a mean bitch. Anyways, because that's like a big ick too. Yeah, Shayna, don't be rude.
I'm so nice. Kidding. I'm just a bitch when I need to be.
True. Alrighty.
True.
Anyways. Love you. Bye.
Bye.